Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's good to see you here. Welcome to the service this morning. It's our first official August service. I know last week was August, but it was the holiday club service last week. And so if you're one of the younger ones, or maybe if you are older, there's a little pack that you can pick up which has various things in it that you can do, some colouring, some pens, some stickers, because we'll all be together in the whole service for the whole time. It will be a bit like a family service. There'll be lots of things to do together. But if you fancied something that you could just fiddle with during the service, then there are packs for you. The aim is that you put your name on them and then you leave them here. And then if you come to any of the other August services, you can pick it up again and carry on where you left off, so that we have enough packs there for everyone. Thank you to David and Steve for stepping in last minute last week when I was unwell. I heard that it was like a brilliant service, so I was thinking that maybe I wouldn't do them anymore. I just like David and Steve could just do them all. But thank you very much. That was much appreciated. Just to let you know that this week, this Wednesday at 8 o'clock, at David and Paula's house, we're having a church social because we don't often get together during the summer. It's just good to have somewhere to come and chat. So from 8 o'clock on Wednesday, David and Paula in Victory Way are opening their house for us to go round, just for nibbles and drinks that people can bring if they can. If not, there might be little nibble there already, I don't really know. But it's not for a meal, so eat before you come, but bring something nibbly to share. Savoury or sweet, and come along from 8 o'clock to just enjoy catching up with each other or telling everyone what holidays you're about to go on, where you have been, what's happening. 8 o'clock at David and Paula's, that would be great. And just one more thing, at the end of the month on the 30th, which is the bank holiday weekend, the last Sunday in August, we're a little bit short on people who are here to help to fulfil certain roles. So if you are around on that Sunday, could you just come and chat to me at the end? There might be just a tiny thing you could do, say welcoming someone at the door or helping to set out the teas and coffees. If you're here and you can let me know, that would be wonderful, because then there won't be one person doing everything. 30th, the very last Sunday in August. There's quite a few people away then. Okay, you may have got a sheet when you came in, hopefully you have, with lots of words describing God, and on the back it says God is dot dot dot. I was wondering this week, what one thing, there may be more than one, about God have you really appreciated? What word would you use to describe God this week? There may be some on the front of that sheet that you think, oh, that's what I want to use. Word like wonderful or amazing or almighty, or it may be something that's specific to you. And I thought as we come together, as we gather together, that maybe that one thing that you feel God has been to you this week, you might want to write it down on the back or just look at it on the front and think about it. And then as we come to worship God with our opening hymn, I would like to invite you, if you would like, to bring your sheet and just place it here as a worship to God. This is what God has been to me and is to me this week. And as we sing our first worship song, I'm going to place it before him as an act of worship. So maybe just look at that sheet for a couple of moments. Or think about a word that's not on there that describes God for you this week and write it down or draw a picture, whatever you'd like to do. You can tell the person next to you what a wonderful week you've had or what a bad week you've had and how God has been with you in that. And then in just a minute or so, we're going to sing together. So I'll just give you a minute. You might want to chat if you're a chatty person or sit in quiet, if that's the way that you do. There are so many ways in which we can describe God. But the saying is true that whatever is happening, we can always worship God. He is unchanged. We may not feel like it, and sometimes it is an act of will, but God is always wonderful, always almighty, always forgiving. And so whatever happens in our lives, we can always worship him. So we're going to stand together. If you would, just for a moment with me. Wonderful. I know as Baptists we don't like to stand until the music starts, but it'd be great if we could stand before. And we'll just pause before God this morning. He is here with us, and he delights in us being with him. There are few of us here, so we have to sing really loud, but we can fill this space with our worship. So let's sing together. All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. And if you want to bring up your things to the front, please do during this. I just realised I can't actually see a thing because there's a tree. So, you know. Hello, what's going on? Oh, we're in a jungle. It's quite frightening. You know, I've had a bit of a frustrating week this week. Not because I haven't felt well, but because I haven't been able to find things. Recently, I was looking for my sandals and I found this. I know it doesn't look like much. It's fairly grubby and old and a little bit fragrant, but it is my sandal, which I use in the summer. Found it. Could I find the other one? No. Did I look everywhere in the house? Yes. Under the stairs? Not there. In the shoebox? Oh no. Under the bed? It's gone. Disappeared. Been stolen? I don't know. In the end, in my frustration, I thought, okay, forget it. I'm not going to wear them. Then I was round the shops. And I saw a new pair of these very sandals. Treated myself. But you know what's going to happen, don't you? I'm going to find the other one tomorrow. But it's very frustrating because when things come in a pair, then you need the other pair. I've got sandal. I've got numerous socks around the house. Anyone else have odd socks? Where do they go? I put them in the washing machine together. I hang them out together. Odd sock. Numerous odd gloves. Does anyone else have odd gloves? I keep buying gloves and mittens. Numerous shoes. Where do they go? Do you think they like all crawl off together and have a little party? Yeah. Oh, that's quite an exciting image. It reminded me of that game that you can play. You know the game Pairs? I think we've got a little picture of it. Where you have all those cards on the floor and you turn them over and you have to find the pair. Anyone good at that game? Oh, okay, that's good. Then you won't get frustrated. If you're not very good at that game, you get terribly frustrated like me. It's a bit like Pairs. If you want a pair, if something comes as a pair, you need to have the pair. So this morning, I thought, to use our brains, we would get into groups and think about as many things as we can that come in pairs. Okay? I want you to be creative. So I've given you a few ideas, you know, there's shoes, gloves. As many things as you can that come in pairs. There are no prizes, but if there were prizes, there would be a prize for the most creative, not just how many you can get. If you need to write them down, there is a bit of paper here, a pad, and you should have some pens, or there's some pens here. So I want you to just get into groups. They can be a big group or small groups, and just for a few minutes, write down, think of as many things as you can that come in pairs. Off you go. Okay, what do we have that comes in pairs? Someone from that team would like to come up. Yes, do come up. Oh, yes, enthusiasm and great excitement was among them on this morning.
We've got some very random things, and I'm not sure whether these really count. Some of these things I'm not sure whether they really count. Pair of glasses. Pair of compasses.
Okay.
Pair of trousers. Pair of binoculars.
Okay.
All of the animals.
Yes.
We could list them, but we
two
won't.
By two.
Because you might get bored.
Yeah.
You might be able to guess who was in our group. Kidneys, lungs, eyes, ears, nostrils.
Do you have a doctor in there?
Chopsticks.
Oh, very good, yes.
Twins.
Oh. Yeah.
Earrings.
Yes.
Bike wheels. biceps, or that's gone back to the medical. Drums.
Drums.
I'm not sure we're thinking about a particular kind of
set.
Yeah, bongo. Kind of this.
We'll take the drums out.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
But yeah, there you go.
Okay, round of applause. Thank you. Oh, that was a smattering of applause, not a round, wasn't it? Anyone from this group like to come up? Yes, wonderful. Pair of glasses. I know they're called a pair. Yeah, I suppose. Otherwise you'd have a monocle, yes.
Right, we got symbols. Eyebrows.
Oh, clever.
Did we have hands and feet? Yes. And legs and arms. And buses.
The creative answer, that might have been the winner. Someone from this group like to come up? What do you have in your group? Still writing. Oh, last answers. Drawing a picture. Oh, here we go. What have we got? Did you have a lot of them? You were very busy.
Swimming trunk shoes, socks, shorts, sweets, Kit Kats, Twix, Bounties, feet, snakes.
Snakes? Oh, very good. Round of applause. Did we have a round of applause for this group? Oh, come on, another one. Sweets. Sweets. They should. We were going through the chocolates, weren't we? Yeah. Bounty, yeah, everything. Next group. Yes, do come up. So we've gone through body parts and chocolates. Any other sort of category?
Altogether we had
13 altogether.
But we've only got two written.
Okay, that's fine.
So there's Mr. and Mrs. And doors.
Doors. Yes? Yeah. Oh, like doors. Brilliant. Round of applause. And the rest that the others had. Okay, anyone in the back group get anything? Oh, middle group as well. Sorry, middle group. Oh, you're going to shout?
Bookends.
Bookends, yes.
Speakers.
Oh. Oh, hemispheres, of course. Hemispheres. Yes, come up. Oh, round of applause. Oh, sorry, I was forgetting. Okay. Do come, yes. Wonderful.
Thank you. We have everything that everyone else has,
of course,
obviously.
Hemispheres.
We have a pair of grouse and a pair of Arbroath smokies. Which is smoked fish, smoked haddock.
Oh!
They come in pairs.
Do they? Wonderful. Round of applause. Oh, gosh, you find out all these things, don't you? I was only shoes, you know, socks, that was me. Hemispheres. Lovebirds. Oh, do they come as a pair? Do they not survive if there's not the other? Oh, that is so sweet. There are many things that, it's just really sad. There are many things that come in pairs. Obvious things, shoes, earrings, gloves. But then there are things that are designed to be together. Well, we wouldn't necessarily call them a pair, so there might be a diary and a pen, you know, for instance, something like that, or a knife and a fork, although we did have chopsticks, that was very good, or a cup and a saucer that generally are together. And the thing about these things that come together as well as pairs is that they're designed to be together. And so if you have one without the other, it can either be very frustrating, as I found out with my shoe, or it cannot work. You cannot do one without the other. Sometimes we make do, but when a pair is designed to come together, then it's very difficult when you only have one, and very frustrating. And you know, in the Bible, we've been looking at different prophets, people who speak out the word of God to those around. And there's one prophet who spoke about something that came as a pair. And this prophet was called Amos. Now, Amos was really a shepherd. So he wasn't someone who had just come marching in to speak the word of God. He was a shepherd. He was, if you like, a small business owner. He had small business which he owned, and he spoke plainly like everyone else. He didn't sit around in the king's court, or he wasn't someone who had a high position in society. He spoke plainly. And when God asked him to speak to the people of Israel, he started to tell them about all the destruction that was to come on the nations around them. And the Israelites, well, they were very excited about this, because all the nations around them were evil people. And so they were like, yes, God should act on these people. And Amos talked about nations that were far away. And then he gradually started to talk about nations that were closer and closer and closer. And the Israelites were like, yes, God should punish them. And then Amos spoke about Israel themselves. And this is what he said. He said, God is not happy with you. He said, it's all very well coming and worshipping God, coming to church and singing your hymns and offering your sacrifices, but God is not happy because you do that and then you ignore everyone around you who's suffering. There's people around you who are being treated badly, and people around you who are struggling, and people around you who can't cope, and you're ignoring them. And so God is going to punish that. What Amos was saying was worship and helping others come as a pair. And he said to the people of Israel, you're only doing one. And God doesn't like that, because they come as a pair and you have to do both together to make them work. And you know, he wasn't the only person who spoke about this. Someone else very, very, very famous spoke about this. Wasn't David Beckham? No, he spoke about many things, but not that. Someone very, very famous. Of course, it was Jesus. Jesus told lots of stories about how we are to worship God, but also help other people. He told lots of parables about that. But he also told parables which talked about what we should be like. I want to show you one now. It is a parable of Jesus, but it's done in a very different way. So I want you to settle back and watch what is about to come on the screen. Jesus says that we are the salt of the earth. And you know, sometimes we try and be the salt of the earth by doing lots of good things, helping those around and doing things and talking to people. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we're the salt of the earth. And sometimes we try and be the salt of the earth by worshipping God, by coming to church, by gathering together, by hearing what God has to say. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we're the salt of the earth. Jesus said that we're to be the salt of the earth, that which gives flavour to the world, that which restores the world, that which keeps the world as it should be and refreshes it. And the way to do that is to have the two things that Amos called out to the people of God that they should have: to worship and to do the good things, to have them as a pair. And only when we do that, when we worship God, we receive from him, we hear from him, and then we do as he has asked, are we salty? And do we have an effect on those around, because they come as a pair? This is the way of God. This is how God has commanded us to live, to love our neighbour as ourselves, but to worship him above everything else. Do you know, we learnt a memory verse at a holiday club. It's the only one I can remember, and it's always the only one I can remember because I think it was the first day or something, and we do it every day then. J-O-B. And it's from Job, because it's J-O-B 23 verse 12. And I think it is, I will always do what God commands, follow his ways, not my own desire. Is it ways or will? Or will? I always said ways. You know, when everyone's singing, no one can hear you. You really know what I mean. So, I thought we'd do it today. It goes like this. J-O-B. Oh, I'm just yeah, these people know it here. J-O-B 23. You just wave your hands around and then go 3. Verse 12. J-O-B, 23, verse 12. I will always do what God commands. Follow his will, not my own desire. And then we go, J-O-B. Think you do that? Does anyone want to come and help me? Because, you know, anyone who was there? Anyone? 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 Yes! No! Yes, no! Okay, but don't worry. You can follow Tegan because she knows what she's doing. Don't follow me because I just followed everyone else when I was doing Holiday Club. But John should, not John, John Hardwick should appear on the screen doing the very same thing. But J-O-B 23, Joe 23, verse 12, paraphrase says, I will always do what God commands, follow his will, not my own desire. God commands us to worship and to do good together as a pair. Of course, we do need God's help to do this, and we need his spirit to help us. So as we remain seated, we're going to sing our next song together, Breathe On Me, Breath of God. We're going to ask God to fill us with his spirit so that as we worship him, we then have the power and the strength to go and do what he desires. Do you know, there is a famous story about a man called Charles Blondin, and many versions of this story are told, but there is one where he used to tightrope walk, for those of you who don't know, and he stretched a tightrope across the Niagara Falls once, and he walked across, and people saw what was happening and obviously gathered around and started to watch him as he balanced, got to the middle, did a few little balances. And many would carry something across with him. And people were amazed and clapping and cheering. And then he would take a wheelbarrow and wheel it across. And people were amazed, saying, you can do anything. You're wonderful. And then he turned around when he came to dry land and he said, how many of you believe that I could put someone into that wheelbarrow and take them across without falling off? And they went, yes, of course you can. You can do anything. And he said, okay, I'd like a volunteer. And it went silent. And no one volunteered. However hard he tried, he couldn't get anyone to volunteer. And you know, the thing is, we often would say as Christians, of course we should help other people. Of course we should look out for others. Of course we should worship God. But when God calls us to do this with our lives, sometimes we say, well, actually, at the moment, I'm a little bit too busy, or actually, there's a lot of other things on my mind, or actually, today I can't. Whereas God says, this is how we should live as Christians. This should be our life, worshipping and living for me. This is what God calls us to do. So let's sing our final hymn together. I want to walk with Jesus Christ. During this hymn, we're going to take up our offering, I think. I hope. Yes, wonderful. So let's stand together. And please do stay for refreshments afterwards.